On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
All right, boys and girls, it's time for the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, episode 241, recorded October 30th, the year 2023. This show's been going for 10 years. Can you believe that? 10 years.
Seriously? 10 years?
Yeah, I looked it up this morning. My first show that I did solo was in 2013. Your first show was in 2014.
Wow.
Time flies.
God, we're old.
Yeah, we are. Jeez. Well, we got a jam-packed show for you. Again, it's sponsored by Spotify's playlist. Look them up. Hard Rockin' Trivia Show. HRTS. Rock
playlist. We have a really good playlist.
Yeah, we have four of them. Hard Rockin' 80s, Hard Rockin' 70s. Check them out. Like them. You'll love it, and it's free. So that's what the show is sponsored for. So what we're going to do first for you guys is we're going to play some rapid fire right about now.
Pounding the world like a battering ram.
All right, Danny, you ready for your first question?
I think so. Let's see if you've continued to make them hard as hell.
And everybody, of course, play along at home. I give Danny three questions. He gives me three questions. We don't cheat. We don't look the answers up on the internet as we're talking to each other because we can see each other, so we can see if we're cheating. So.
Plus, there's no time. I mean, even if I had Google open, I'm sure even you could hear me typing or whatever.
Yeah, that's,
there's no time for that.
We just do this for fun. All right, here you go. Question number one. I don't know if you've watched. You have Access TV, by the way, as part of your. It's AXS.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, on Access TV this weekend, they showed the Metal Massacre documentary. Just on that first album. It was fabulous. All the people that were on it and the whole thing where the guy worked in a record store. And it's a great documentary if you track it down. The Metal Massacre 1 documentary. All right, so I watched this thing, and I came up with a question.
Oh, good. All right. That was kind of the point.
Because I know you have the first one. All right, how many bands from Metal Massacre 1 went on to sign with major labels, and can you name them?
Oh, geez. Oh, okay, well, I know Metallica, of course.
That's one.
Was Diamond Head on there?
No, these are all LA bands.
Yeah.
It's probably gonna...
let me see. Malice was on there.
Yep, they signed where they were on Atlantic. That's two.
Shoot.
I mean, you used to have it, I believe.
Yeah, I did. I don't know that I still have it, but I have it on digital form.
If you have the first ish when Metallica's name was spelled wrong. And Ron McGovney's name was spelled wrong. That's the one to have, that initial first pressing. That's worth bucks.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to say there are four, but I can't name the other two.
All right. You are correct. There were four.
Yes.
The other two, Rat and Black and Blue.
Oh, man. Black and Blue is one of my favorites of all time.
Yeah, they did change so around freaking heaven.
Good. Yep.
And Rat did Tell the World.
Nice.
So, yep. We're going to give... That's a correct answer since you get the number.
All right. Sweet.
Yes. So, Danny, you are one for one.
Nice. And I love Black and Blue. We saw them open... Well, they opened for Ted Nugent, and this small band named Guns N' Roses opened for them.
Santa Monica Civic. Yep.
So great.
Yeah.
And then...
Those are the days.
And there we were thinking, oh, man, Guns N' Roses, what Aerosmith ripoffs? Yeah. Little did we know.
Yeah, they're playing the Hollywood Bowl for two nights in a few months, I believe. So.
Yeah.
Though Axl's voice is not what it was. It's starting to go there.
We saw them on the first show of this tour, I guess, in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And Axl was okay. He wasn't great. But Slash just played and played and played. Just he overplayed every single song. It was just like so much. You know, we don't need another guitar solo where you do that same scale again.
Yeah.
You might do a little faster, a little bit slower this time. You might stop, double stop a couple of notes where you didn't before.
Yeah. There's that famous video where Slash is on stage with Michael Jackson and he's overplaying. You can see Michael's trying to get him to stop. Yeah, like trying to get in it, keep going, but because Slash just took it too far. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He plays a lot, man. He plays all the notes many times over.
Yeah, sometimes it gets a little boring, you know.
Oh, it does.
You know, play the song. The song is more important than what you're playing, what note you're playing. Anyway.
We all know you're a guitar hero. We get it.
Yeah, you're a millionaire. We know you're good. Stop it.
All right, question number one for you. Just a roundabout number. How much is Sammy Hagar worth?
Okay, he's worth a boatload because he's made some great investments in his life. I'm going to say he's worth $800
million. No, he's worth $150 million, but still, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it's a lot more than what we're worth, so.
And he's by far the wealthiest Van Halen band member.
Yeah, and in fact, the whole Cabo thing was his idea. And I think the other guys in the band gave their – it was supposed to be a four-way split, and they didn't want anything to do with it, so they sold it back to Sammy, and then Sammy ended up making more money.
For the Cabo tequila or the bar?
I think the tequila thing. I think initially it was a four-way thing, and then they weren't interested, and they just –
And he sold it for like $50 million. And now he's got another, I don't know if it's a rum or tequila or something.
I think it's a rum.
Yeah.
Something like
beach, that. Beach bum rum, I think.
Yeah. I don't drink any of it, so. What do I
care? I like rum. I'm not a big fan of tequila, but.
I couldn't tell you the difference of any of it, so.
Well, I still have liquor from my wedding, so it tells you how much I drink.
Ooh, need to throw that out.
No, liquor's supposed to get better with age, right?
Some liquor, some wine. It's wine, isn't it? I don't know. I'm not. I wouldn't drink.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, $150 million. So,
okay. All right. Question number two. Do you know the April Wine song "Rock Myself to Sleep"? It was a minor hit in the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that wasn't written by April Wine. It was written by two members from another band, another 80s band. You know who wrote it? And I'll give you a hint. It was a one-hit wonder 80s band that you probably wouldn't think would write a song like that.
I'm going to say Frankie and the Knockouts.
Not too bad. It was Katrina and the Waves.
Really?
Two guys from Katrina and the Waves wrote that song.
Jeez.
They never recorded it, but yeah.
I tell you, a good song's a good song.
Right? Yeah, they're laughing all the way to the bank.
I think Frankie the Knockouts just came into my head because that was first time. Well, the only time I saw April Wine, Frankie the Knockouts opened for him.
Yep.
At Meriwether Post. Yeah. Great, great show, man.
Oh, yeah. We were blown away because we didn't know what to expect.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and April Wine totally blew us away.
Yeah, I've totally been on an April Wine kick the last couple weeks, listening to older April Wine albums just to see if there's anything I liked.
Like before Harder, Faster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the album right before it is pretty good. The stuff before that, from like 76 and before, hit and miss. There's a couple here and there.
Yeah.
The 80s albums after Power Play, there's more. The songs are a little bit better. And I wasn't even familiar with those albums either. So.
Yeah, there was that sweet spot right in the early 80s.
Yeah, late 70s. Early 80s, they had like a string of three really good ones, and then Yeah, and then they broke up. So
yeah. Oh, well.
Okay.
All right, question number two for you. What Wasp drummer has been on the most Wasp releases?
Oh, crap. You asked me that. You asked me this about the bass player in the band, I think. And I guess they got his name.
I did a
long time ago.
But yeah.
The drummer? I don't even know who the drummer is now. I'm going to say, if I get this right, you're going to freak.
Yeah.
Is his name like Stett Howland or something like that?
God damn it.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'd never even heard of the guy. I was looking this up. How did
go ahead.
He's not their drummer now, but he was on 9 releases.
Because he popped up on one of these releases on something else where he's one of those super groups, and his name popped up about 2 weeks ago. I went, oh, I think he was in Wasp or something like that.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have seen that, I would have never guessed Stett Howland.
Yeah, Stett Howland. I was just looking that up because of Steve Riley dying this week.
Yeah, because Steve Riley was in Wasp too, wasn't he?
Yep. He was in the classic lineup of Wasp.
He was the second drummer because the original drummer was Tony Richards, and he lasted one album. I didn't even know the guy was sick.
Yeah, who knew? Yeah. But yeah, he was part of the classic lineup that had like those 3 albums right in the middle after the first one.
Yep, and they were cooking, and then they got a little weird after that. Like, okay.
Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah, turned into the Blackie Lawless show. I'm like, okay, that's when they started losing us.
Lawless experiment.
Yeah, the late '80s it started to lose me, and then it's '90s I was done. Like, no, I don't like this anymore. All right, question number 3, which is something I've never done before. What I'm going to give you is I'm going to give you a list of songs, and they all appeared on this one movie soundtrack. I'm going to give you the songs, the artists and the songs. You tell me the name of the movie.
Okay.
All right, I'll give you a hint. The movie's from 1985. This is a soundtrack. Here are the songs. There's 6 of them that are on this. They're all rock songs. You'll know them. Dio, Hungry for Heaven. John Waite, Change. Foreigner, Hot-Blooded. Journey, Only the Young. Red Rider, Lunatic Fringe. And Sammy Hagar, I'll Fall in Love Again. What movie soundtrack?
Oh, my gosh.
And it's a movie you probably saw.
And those are the only 6 songs on the soundtrack?
No, because if I say the other ones, there was a total of 9.
And I'm going to say Pretty in Pink.
Not bad guess. All right. Your hint is Madonna. There were 2 Madonna songs on this album. One was I'm Crazy for You was the big one from that album. Mm. And she actually appears in the movie as a nightclub singer.
Jeez.
It's one of those teenage high school movies.
Right.
It's involved with sports.
Right.
Probably gave it away.
I'll say All the Right Moves.
No, not a bad guess, though. It was Vision Quest.
Oh, I never would have got that. I don't think I saw that one.
Oh, that was a great movie. Vision. Matthew Modine.
Yeah.
It was a good movie, actually.
Nice.
Yeah. The music is prominent, especially the Journey song. It's a big deal.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's where it came from. But, The Vision Quest, 1985.
Only the Young, you said?
Only the Young. That's when it first came out.
Yeah.
For that movie.
Great song.
Probably one of my favorite Journey songs. And Lunatic Fringe is a big part of that movie, too.
I think Only the Young was what they started with when we saw them this past tour.
I could see that.
Yeah, that, they, Toto opened for them. We saw them in, up in Pennsylvania.
Very cool.
Can't even remember the place, but show.
So you got 1 out of 3.
Yep. So you got to get this one to tie me. Okay. Or no, you got to get this to win.
Okay. Pressure.
Okay. I'm going to give you a list of 8 people, 8 musicians.
Christ.
You tell me what they have in common.
All right.
All right.
Oh, no. I can see this is going to be a train wreck. Gandhi, Jesus. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so Keith Richards.
Uh-huh.
Mick Jagger.
Rolling Stones.
No, there's a few more people here. Jim Croce.
Uh-huh.
Janis Joplin. George Harrison.
Okay.
Barry Manilow.
All right.
Steve Miller.
Uh-huh.
And John Denver.
Yeah. They're all musicians.
Yes, you got that right. Okay. I told you that already, though.
All righty. They're all born in the same year.
That is correct, but can you tell me which year?
Oh, crap. Oh.
I'll give you the point for the question, just because you're a big baby.
I'm not a big baby. Let's see if I get within 4 years, 5 years. I don't know.
Let's say 3 years, because...
I'm going to say 1942.
43.
Oof. So I got it
could
right.
not believe that Steve Miller and John Denver are the same age as Keith Richards and Mick Jagger.
Well, not John Denver anymore. I'm just saying.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not Denver, not George Harrison, Janis Joplin, Jim Croce. All born in 1943, so they'd be 80 this year.
Wow. And some have been gone a long time.
Yeah.
Croce and Janis Joplin especially. Wow.
Yeah. And Keith and Mick just put out a new album, so I haven't even listened to it yet.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know if I'm ever going to listen to it. People are saying it's not bad.
All right.
So I don't know. I might give it a chance, but we'll see.
Well, what the heck?
Yeah.
I'll listen to it maybe while I'm working tomorrow or something.
So I guess I'm the big giant winner today.
Yeah. Yeah. You get most of the money from this whole episode.
See, Danny, I did it again.
What?
Annie and Charlotte, I did it again. I dominated your dad / grandfather. Okay. Domination.
Dominated by 2-1. Okay.
Woo. I'll take that. It's double. All right. Well, now, since we have a couple seconds here, we're going to go to a commercial and come back with 6 and 30.
All right.
For it is a human number. Its number is 6.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for some 6 and 30, where we play 5-second clips of 6 songs, and you got to guess the artist. And we usually have a theme with these. So, Mark, the one I sent to you, the theme is all of these songs were number one songs in the 2000s for more than 10 weeks.
Number one songs in the 2000s. I don't even know number one songs from the 2000s.
So. You will have heard all these songs, no question.
You think so?
I don't think you'll know who they were.
I don't think I'll know the songs, but
because all those bands started to blend together.
Oh, these are rock bands.
Oh, they're rock songs. Yep.
Okay.
They were the Billboard Rock 100 number one songs for more than 10 weeks between the year 2000 and 2009.
Okay.
All right. So.
Oh, I'm not feeling
not confident.
Good. Not at all.
All right. Well, let's see how you do.
All right. Everybody play along at home. Get your pen and paper ready. Here we go.
Some loser. Sooner or later you know.
It's been a while since I could. Everything's so blurry. Everyone's so fair.
Oh, my God. This is not going to be pretty. Yeah.
Now, you've heard all those songs, right?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man.
I think I heard one of them.
Oh, come on.
I don't really
I know all these songs, but if you would ask me who did them, I'd be like, they all mashed together, I think. But
I'm gonna have some guesses here. So
all right,
let's play this one more time, and maybe I can, because right now I wrote two band names down out of the six. All right, here we go.
I'm a loser. Sooner or later, you know. It's been a while since I could. Everything's so blurry and everyone's so fake. Like a stone. Life take your place inside the fire with love. Hey, without love, hey, you can't get.
Okay. No, out of all those songs, I haven't heard one of them.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, the stuff that's made it in the 2000s, I listen to the bands that sound like the 80s bands from Sweden and all those places, or
yeah,
bands that I like from the 70s and 80s put out new music. I normally don't listen to stuff that... All right, I'm going to guess. Here we go.
I don't know, but I would guess that most of these bands are American.
Okay.
But I don't know for sure.
All right, number one, my guess is Creed.
No, that is incorrect. This was the number one song for 21 weeks. That is Three Doors Down.
Oh, I couldn't tell you one Three Doors Down song.
That one you just heard called Loser.
Yeah. Well, I am feeling like a loser right now because I honestly don't listen to this genre.
Okay, so, well, then this
Annie would stomp me in this one, probably.
I'm sure she would.
Yeah, this is all news to me. I'm feeling really old now. All right, number two, my guess is Stained.
That is correct.
Holy crap, I got one.
Wow,
right.
You got one.
Yeehaw!
I love that song.
Yeah.
That was number one for 20 weeks.
I couldn't tell you. I think I can't stand that song. All right, number three, I think that's Linkin Park.
That is incorrect. No, that was Puddle of Mud.
Okay.
That was number one for 10 weeks.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, the song's called Blurry.
I know the lead singer's a mess.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I missed that. All right, number four, Soundgarden.
Oh, close.
Okay, wait. It's the singer from Soundgarden.
It's the remnants of Soundgarden.
Oh, crap. Is it Audioslave?
Yes.
Shoot. Damn it. Missed that one.
Yep.
Damn it. So I only got one so far. It's not looking good here. All right, number five. I'm going to say Disturbed.
That is correct.
Woo.
Yeah, I like Disturbed a lot.
I only know
so
that.
So I had to put them in here.
I only know the whoo-wah, yeah. I know that one.
Well, that song was number one for 14 weeks.
Okay.
A song called Inside the Fire.
Never heard it. number six, I'm going to say Five Finger Death Punch.
No, Five Finger Death Punch is way later.
Okay.
This is 3 Days Grace.
Shoot, I couldn't tell you one song from them either.
Well, that song you just heard, Pain, number one for 13 weeks.
I don't own anything by almost... Well, I do have Audioslave, but all the other bands, and I do have some Disturbed, but the rest of them, I don't have MP3s, know nothing about any of them.
Wow, okay. I've
heard of them. That's about it.
Well, I really like Audioslave and Disturbed. Those are my two favorites from that era.
Hey, the only two I got right. Whew.
I could have put, you got Stained and Disturbed right.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was it.
That's it.
Well, you're going to do much better than I am. But I didn't make mine easy, but you're gonna smoke me in this bit. Okay. So, if I'd have known you'd make it that hard, I could have made this much harder. Okay.
My granddaughters will talk to me then.
All right. The theme from this particular 6 and 30 for me is all of these are bands or albums that Jack Douglas produced.
Oh, geez.
And he produced a lot. I mean, some big ones and some even bands like Harlequin.
I mean, yeah.
He went all over the place. I think he worked for CBS, and so he was like their guy, and he Columbia and CBS, so he recorded a lot of rock bands from the 70s through the 90s. So this is six of them.
And all right, well, let's...
You're gonna get at least four of these.
All right, let's play it through.
Okay. You're going to nail this one.
I think I got four. Two of them I have no clue.
Yeah, one of them is definitely you're never going to get in a million years, but you might get four or five of these.
All right, let's play it through again.
Okay, Danny.
Oof, wow. All right. Number one was Aerosmith.
Yep. That was off of Get Your Wings, Aerosmith.
Yep. Number two, no clue. I don't even have a guess.
Yeah, you wouldn't either because this one was a hard one. And this is a band I've heard of, and they're actually from Fairfax, Virginia. They were a 70s band and put out like a major label albums.
Really? From Fairfax?
From Fairfax, Virginia. And they toured with a lot of people in open form, but they never broke big at all. They were called Artful Dodger.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
But I don't know that I ever even heard of them.
Yeah. They were like, you know, like there's a band called Rex with Rex Smith. One of those bands, they were on a major label. They opened for a lot of people, but they never broke. I think Artful Dodger even opened for Kiss.
Jeez. Okay.
And we lived in right by Fairfax, Virginia.
Yeah. And I think we'd at least heard of them.
No. So, yeah.
Jeez. Number three, again, no clue.
Really?
No idea.
The High Voice.
It sounded familiar, but I can't place the band.
Zebra.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I thought the voice would have gave it away.
Yeah. It now obviously it does.
Yeah, from No Telling Lies, produced by Jack Douglas.
Wow. All right, number four, that's Rough Cut.
Yeah. When I was surprised that Jack Douglas produced that, I didn't know that because I was associate Jack Douglas with Aerosmith.
Number five, that's Cheap Trick.
Yep, he redid the first Cheap Trick album, and he did Standing on the Edge.
Yep.
I tried to do a song that doesn't get much play. I think.
No, you did it. But you can tell right at the beginning that was Robin Zander.
Yeah.
And number six, I think that's Stars, but I'm not positive.
You are correct. That is Stars. Jack Douglas produced the first two Stars albums.
Wow.
So that guy went from pretty obscure bands like Harlequin and the Stars and Artful Dodger to Cheap Trick and Aerosmith. And I mean, Rough Cut was pretty obscure to most people. Not to me and you, but for a lot of people, they don't. Who's Rough Cut? Never heard of them.
Sure.
But it was like over his credits, like just produced albums is like over 300.
Really?
Yeah, it's so many. I mean, just the list of credits. Lots. He did Double Fantasy by John Lennon, which is probably his biggest one.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's by far his biggest, mainly because he was shot right after it was released.
And that album was taken off before that, too. It was doing well.
Yeah. Oh, it was doing good, yeah.
But those Ono songs, that must have been brutal to do those Yoko Ono songs in there.
God. And can you tell John, no, she can't sing.
Not a lick at all. Yeah. He's awful.
Can you tell John Lennon that, though?
I would have if I'd have met him. I said, dude, I respect you. I love you. Love your music. But, man, your wife cannot freaking sing. awful.
Not everybody can. She cannot. Oh. Oof.
The worst.
All right, so I pretty much kicked your butt then, 4-2.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah.
That was like an AAU team playing like the Denver Nuggets. Yeah, that was an ass kicking.
Like Penn State playing Delaware.
Oof.
Oh, that happened.
Oh, that did happen.
Oof. Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Speaking of college football, the best college football team in Virginia. Again, this year is James Madison.
Don't forget about Liberty.
And Liberty. Yeah, the two best teams in Virginia. Unbelievable. 20 years ago, we would have never thought that. Well, 10 years ago, we never thought that.
Shoot. Yeah.
I got a friend who lives with me out in California, married a girl, moved. He lives in Northern Virginia. He's got 5 kids. I think 4 of the 5 are now at James Madison.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good school. We toured it for Liv. We toured it for Annie. And it's a good school. It's right there off of 81. Nice place.
I remember. I went there once. I remember the town being very nice. It was Petersburg, right?
No, Harrisburg.
Oh, Harrisburg. I knew it was a burg.
Harrisonburg, yeah. Yeah, great. It's a nice school. But their football team can go to hell for all I care.
Because they dominate.
Ugh.
Kind of a fan. They can't go to a bowl because they jumped up from Division II to Division I. You have to wait 2 years.
That makes no sense at all. Yeah. If you jump from 2 to 1,
you should be automatic.
You should get to go to and you've won enough games to be eligible. Why can't you go?
I don't know. It's stupid.
Maybe they're thinking that you still have contracts to play with these other Division II teams, and you're not going to have a good enough strength of schedule.
I get it. If you drop from Division I to Division II, maybe that should be a 2-year waiting. I know Idaho did that. They were Division I, and they dropped to 2.
So, but Division II has the playoffs, which is awesome.
Which is, wait, the Division I should have it too, or FCS should have it too. Have 16 or even 20.
I can see 16. Have 16 teams, have them play in bowls.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, top 8 conference. You win your conference, you're automatically in. And the other 8 teams that are probably all SEC teams.
And the rest of the SEC and Notre Dame.
Yeah, they'll wipe out everybody else. Yeah. But still, it gives the little guys a chance.
Hey, the ACC is not bad this year.
Florida State's good.
Florida State, Duke. Carolina.
Well, Duke just got their ass kicked.
Yeah, well, before that, they were good.
They were.
I mean, they're still good. I mean, they're not.
What about Virginia? Oh, never mind. How about Clemson? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, Tech and Clemson, UVA, they all. Though Tech, I think they found their way because they're 3-1 in the last 4 games. Though they started out 1-3.
Who are they playing next?
Louisville.
Yeah, Louisville's okay. Not bad.
They're ranked.
Yeah, well, there you go. If they can pull that off, and
yeah, in Louisville, and Louisville's favored by 9.5.
How far is Louisville from where you live? About 10 hours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's a ways.
Got to fly.
Yeah. Well, this weekend, so Friday night is homecoming, the homecoming football game for Dana's school. So I'm going to that game. Saturday, a friend of mine that I used to work with has season tickets to Delaware every year, and they're great seats. And so he asked me to go to one game every year, and this is the weekend I'm going.
Okay.
Then another friend of mine who has had Eagles season tickets for 40 years asked me if I wanted to go to the Eagles-Cowboys game on Sunday.
Oh, that should be great.
So, so it's a football weekend for me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'll be making chili or something. Well, I'm glad one of us is going to be having fun. That's cool.
Well, you and I will go to the Delaware game, Delaware versus Villanova, when you're here.
Looking forward to it. I see they both have good records, so that should be entertaining.
Delaware's only loss was to Penn State.
Ooh, that was a bad one, too.
Well, yeah. I guess like the #5 team in the country? Yeah, I guess so.
I hope they got paid handsomely for that game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
All right. Danny, you ready to move on to our final bit of the evening?
Yep. Yep, bring it on.
It's going to be called, Who the Hell's This?
Now it's time to play Who the Hell Is This?
And this is where we take four 10-second clips of something pretty obscure. It could be an obscure band, or it could be an obscure song from a known band. And usually this one is pretty hard for the both of us, unless Danny plays a Queen song, which he'll never do again.
Ever.
Ever. So, mine this week is from a band you've heard of, and I know you own some material from this band, but you may not be familiar with the song I'm going to play for you.
All right. So, well, let's play clip one and see what we got. Well, that gives me nothing.
It's a nice drum beat.
Yeah, good drum beat. If I knew the drum beat, it would get it right away.
But if I told you the name of a drummer, you might get it right away. So I can't tell you that right now.
Okay. I'm going to say, is it Foghat?
Nope.
Foghat. No, incorrect. All right. Your first hint or clue is this is from a band. This is from a band in this particular release. It's from 1976, a known band.
Okay, 76.
Yep.
Is it Nazareth?
Nope.
Nazareth, incorrect. Still, your guesses are Foghat and Nazareth. Good guesses. All right, this band was a four-piece, and this particular album was produced by Jack Douglas.
Jack Douglas, okay.
Yeah, well, we visited Jack Douglas in the last bit, yes, 6 and
yes,
30.
Yes, we did. I'm going to guess you did not use the same band in both.
No, that'd be too easy.
Way too easy. All right, so here we go. Wow. Okay. So it's a four piece. So it's not.
I'll give you that. It's a four piece American band.
So it's not Grand Funk.
1976 album release produced by Jack Douglas.
76. Is it American band? Shoot. I was going to say Whitesnake, but no. Hmm. It's not Aerosmith because you used that in the last one. Oh man, I have no clue. I don't even know who to guess.
It's a band we hold in high regard, especially their earlier releases.
American four-piece. Is it Montrose?
Correct.
Oh, geez.
Wow, he pulled that one out. Because the reason I picked this one is this is the first two Montrose albums was the classic lineup of Sammy Hagar.
And yeah, that's not Sammy singing.
No, because on album three, they got a guy named, his name is Bob James, and this album is album four. It's called Jump On It, is the name of that album. The song is called Let's Go. And they were still a four-piece at this time. Ronnie Monroe's and Denny Carmassi were from the original lineup, and they brought two other guys in. So
Bill Ward's not playing bass then?
Bill Ward's in Black Sabbath. Bill Church.
Bill Church, yeah.
Yeah, they don't even have a bass player listed on this album. It's a keyboard and key bass.
Nope.
That's what it says. It says Jim Alcaver, keyboards and key bass, whatever the hell a key bass is.
It's just playing the bass on a keyboard, and that... No, that's not a thing. That's not It's not a positive
thing. I
didn't
write this.
I know. I'm.
But on this particular song, they have a guest bass player. The mighty and infamous Randy Joe Hobbs plays bass on this
Randy
song.
Joe Hobbs. Okay.
Never heard of him, but he plays bass on this song. But, yeah. Once Sammy left, Montrose didn't do crap. They put in, like, I think they put out two more albums and they didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. I don't think so. No.
That's why I knew you wouldn't be familiar with this song. I'm not even familiar with this song.
Yeah, and I don't know why Montrose came to mind, but...
Well, because we hold him in high regard, especially that early 70s Montrose stuff.
The first album is a must-have for any classic rock fan.
Right, and the second album has some good songs on it, but after that, it's like they switched lineups and just nothing.
Yeah.
They could have been huge if they had kept that core group together.
If you ever wanted to be amazed at Ronnie Montrose, just look at the albums he's been on.
Yeah.
It is crazy how much he was doing.
He could have been a guitar hero, but I guess the guy had kind of an ego and it got in the way. And
yeah.
If he just kept that four piece from the first album together if they had taken their time on the second album, made that just as good, they could have been huge. But after that, then he formed Gamma, and that was nothing to, I mean, I have those albums, but I never listened to them. I'm just not interested.
Yeah. He's played on a lot of different songs. Wasn't he the guitar player on Frankenstein?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks it's Rick Derringer, but the guy playing in the album is Ronnie Montrose.
Yeah.
There was other ones, too, where we didn't realize it was him.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was saying. Look at his discography. It's crazy.
Yeah. Great guy. Just didn't get his due. Great player.
Yeah. Sammy wasn't a big fan.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, the egos clashed.
Yeah.
Because Sammy at the time was a nobody.
Right.
So, yeah. And if you look on YouTube, there is some footage of that classic lineup playing live.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that. Like Space Station Number 5 and Rock Candy.
Yeah. One of the performances is from, I think, the Midnight Special. And the other ones, I don't know where they're from, but it's probably some TV studio, but there's some cool stuff there. So,
oh yeah,
it's worth checking out. Oh,
great band!
Before I forget, I just saw something that's right up your alley on Paramount Plus. Geddy Lee has a new series coming out.
I saw that.
Bass players. You saw that?
Oh yeah, bass players are people too, or something like that.
Yeah,
bass players are humans.
Yeah. I said that's shows for Danny. So
I'm all over it. I saw that. I was like, oh wow, I gotta watch that.
Yeah,
but there's like Les Claypool,
Melissa something from Hole.
Yeah,
Robert from Metallica, and I forgot who the other bass player was. But they just go visit him, and then they go play together, and just
it's amazing. That fourth guy is a major dude. I can't remember who it is, though.
Yeah, I only saw the trailer for it once. But, yeah, that's going to be a must-watch when that comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if they release them all at the same time, I'll watch all four episodes at once.
I didn't know it was four episodes. I thought it was just like a movie. But
yeah, I think it's just probably an hour show.
So, sweet.
Good.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching that.
Yeah, me too.
Because Geddy Lee's funny as hell.
Yeah. Those guys are like really down to earth. I mean,
yeah,
they're major influences and they're major rock stars, but especially him and, what was the guitar player's name? Rush. Oh my God.
Oh, Lurch.
Lurch. Oh my God. I can't remember the guitar player Rush. How old are we getting?
Get it. Alex Lifeson.
Alex Lifeson, whose real name is something else.
Yeah, I had that as a
question. Yeah,
actually, one of James gave me that name.
Oh,
for the main game.
Yeah, and Alex Lifeson was funny. He was on that one Canadian show. I forgot the name of that damn show where they kidnapped him once. Something Boys, the name of the show. And I think I sent you the clip where they actually kidnapped Alex Lifeson.
Boys in the Hall?
No, not Boys in the Hall. It's the other one where the guys got the Coke bottle glasses and they live the Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, look that up. Look at the clip with Alex Lifeson on the Trailer Park Boys. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
So, yeah, that show is really stupid. Sebastian Bach was on that show, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, the show, these guys are such idiots on the show. You know, they're trying to sell drugs, and they're always trying to con people. And yeah, it's funny. Anyway. Oh, wait, we still got to keep going here.
Yeah, I got to do mine now.
Okay.
Or you got to do my song.
So who the hell's this with yours? Okay, let me pull this up here. All right, so is this something I'm going to be familiar with? Probably not.
Probably not.
Okay, definitely.
If it was, you'd just say, oh, yeah, that's Van Halen.
Okay, well, you got my Monteros quicker than I thought you would have. So,
well, three clips in.
It's still pretty good. That was an obscure-ass song. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Clip one. Wow. Does not sound familiar whatsoever. Sounds kind of 80-ish. Alcatraz.
Get that out of here!
No, that is incorrect. You weren't even close with the 80-ish. That was released in 2005.
Oh, crap. I'm in trouble.
Yeah. But there is a reason, and you'll see why. There is a reason that probably sounds 80-ish.
Okay. All right. So it's released in 2005. All right. That's not going to help me a bit, but I'll play the next clip. Here we go. Track two. Sounds like Jeff Scott Soto, doesn't it? But I don't... That's what it sounds like. But the guy's been in 5,000 bands.
Yes, he has. Though Sons of Apollo is not going to be one anymore, but whatever.
Oh, they're done?
Yep, they're done.
Oh, that's too bad.
Well, Portnoy went back to Dream Theater, so...
What happened to Mike Mangini? He quit?
I don't know. I don't know where he went, because the guy is a phenomenal drummer. Oh. I don't know if he quit, got kicked out.
Well,
decided to go to Bora Bora or what? I have no idea.
Okay. There's the answer, Talisman.
Get that out of here.
No, that is incorrect.
Okay.
I will give you a hint, though, that you're right with Jeff Scott Soto.
Okay. Well, that narrows it down to 50. Oh, God. Okay, here we go. Track three. Yeah. I feel I've been here once before. And I think I just sent you another album from Jeff Scott Soto, some prog-ish band. I never even heard of either. I don't even know if that's any good.
But it's pretty good. He was kind of a guest vocalist on this band's album.
Sky something, or I don't even
know what it was.
But getting back to this particular song, oh, my God. I mean, I have no idea. We know it's Jeff Scott Soto. We know it was 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an American band? Is it a European band? It's an American band.
American band. It's kind of you could consider a super group.
He's been in a lot of those too.
Yep. This band was born out of the ashes of another band.
Is it Soul Circus?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, you pulled that one on me before because I have the damn album and I never listened to it.
It's good. But damn. Yeah, it sounds like the 80s because that's Neil Sean and that's his baby. Me up, but don't take me down. It's time to get my feet up on the highest ground. Those were all songs he had written for Planet Us, which was him, Sammy Hagar, Michael Anthony.
Yeah.
And Dean Castronovo.
And nobody ever really talks about Soul Circus. I mean, Sean is all about Journey, so everybody forgets that he did other things. He even did Hardline.
But yeah.
People forget that.
Yeah.
So I got that on the third one, so we actually tied on that bit.
Wow, the whole show, we pretty much tied, so we split the money.
Yeah, so I whooped you, then you whooped me, and then we tied. So there's no clear winner this week.
No clear winner.
The only winner is you out there who got to listen, huh? Huh?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, how about you now, huh?
You know how much it costs to listen to this podcast? Absolutely nothing. So
who's the real winner?
Everybody on planet Earth who listens to this show. In all places, Philippines, India, Canada, the U.S., the U.K., Australia. It's mind-blowing. Different places pop up. We had one in China the other day.
Like, wow.
What?
And Smyrna, Delaware.
Wow. Unbelievable. Beautiful Smyrna, Delaware. How many people live in Smyrna, Delaware?
Well, I know four.
Four. Okay. We know there's more than, but is it like 20,000 people? Is it like,
oh, no.
Less than that?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a small town.
They have a stoplight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right in the middle of town, right by the girls' school. Oh, no, there's a couple of stoplights. Yeah, so I don't know, it may be 20,000. I really don't know.
Well,
I should look that up.
Smyrna, get ready because I'll be there on the 20th of November, okay? I'm waiting for the parade, okay?
All right.
Smyrna, Delaware. Jeez.
Well, we are going to have to get up early that day.
How early?
We need to be out of the house by 7.
You suck. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning for me.
No, you'll be on East Coast time by then.
Oh, I'll be acclimated? I'm 59 years old. I don't know how acclimated I'll be, but
I'll
be there with that smile on my face, okay?
All right.
Unless you got me lifting like heavy wood and machinery, I don't know what you're going to have me do.
No, there'll be no exercise.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of need the exercise.
But... All right. Well, you can walk around their property.
Yeah, okay.
5.5 acres. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, out there in Smyrna, Delaware, probably cost $20,000 for the house and the and the property. Must be nice.
Yeah, it's nice. You'll see.
Yeah, in Southern California, that's probably $40 million.
Five and a half acres in Southern California. Oh man.
Oh God, I know. Anywhere it could be in the middle of a. It could be in the La Brea tar pits, and it's going to be millions. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just because.
Yeah. Hey, if you're ever visiting California, don't go to the La Brea tar pits. It's overrated.
I went there thinking it was going to be something.
Yeah, I'm going to see dinosaur bones. Yeah. Oh, it's a tar pond. Yippee. And it stinks. Okay. That's it.
Next.
Yeah. Overrated. Don't go there. There's other places to see.
Yeah, that place with the chili burgers.
Ooh, Carney's still there.
Still there. Damn.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they have an awesome product. Of course, they're still there.
Yeah. Yeah, I can eat the chili there now. But
all right.
I can eat the burger too, but I'd probably get full within 8 bites. So.
Hey. Whatever.
Yeah. Whatever. All right.
Yeah.
All right, Danny. I think we've done our job this evening.
It's been an hour and a half, so.
So, yeah, I got to go put this thing out, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right, yeah, and you'll be here, let's see.
Like 18 days.
3 weeks, no, let's see. 2.5 weeks for you here on the 17th, yeah.
Woohoo!
Way to go.
I'm going to freeze my ass off.
Well, you won't right now, but by then maybe I'll bring a jacket.
Oh yeah. Because you know what? It got in the, high 60s here yesterday and we were freezing.
Oh man. Shoot. I think tonight, it's going to be down in the like 42. Tomorrow, the low is going to be 34.
Holy crap. I gotta buy some pants.
Just get a pair of jeans and you'll be fine.
Yeah. The jeans I have don't fit anymore. So, yeah, I got to get some jeans and, yeah, wearing me some sweatpants and some
socks.
Socks. Definitely socks. I'll be ready.
All right.
Okay. And on that note, we'll see you in a couple weeks, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.